B1049, it is a Tuesday morning. Time for our pet tip of the week, brought to us by the Amherst Veterinary Hospital. They're at 313 County Road, Double K in Amherst, and online, it's amherstvet.com. And Wisconsin's Pet Lady Dolores is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Put your fans on and your AC and everything else.
No kidding. It continues to be hot. I know we talked about the heat last week, but there's something that I guess the heat and moisture can cause that could be harmful to your pets, right?
Boy, you are not kidding. Bacteria and mold especially, give them some moisture and heat and boom, you know, it's growing all over the place. And as we're talking, you know, a lot of times we all get a little complacent giving our dogs and cats in water or dry food in their bowls. And some people just keep adding, you know, instead of picking the bowl up and double-checking and cleaning it. A lot of people, you know, just keep adding water or dry food. But we really, really need to keep a little bit more vigilance on that and start cleaning them. Don't forget, you know, as an animal is drinking the water, their saliva is going back into that, too. Mm. There's a little bit more bacteria adding, even to the dry food. You know, the saliva from the dog or cat gets on the rim of the bowl and everything. And again, you know, it starts adding to that mold or bacteria. So every so often, even every couple of days, if you can, especially if it's warm out, you know, and you don't have the AC on or something, or if you give this to your dog outside, clean those bowls all the time. You may not see it, but boy, put your fingers running it around there and it feels kind of slimy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, you know, or if it's kind of pinky, a pink color, like say in the water bowls, you know, around the rim or in deep in the bottom of the bowl, that's bacteria and kind of a mold issue starting.
Oh.
So often, you know, scrub them out. You know, if have a couple of different bowls, you know, at your disposal, if you will. Change out the bowls. So if, you know, if you're in a rush, just put out a new bowl and add the food or fresh, clean water all the time instead of just topping it off,
right,
if you will. And I know a lot of people say, well, I get those fountains for the cats or the dogs, the water fountains for them to drink, which is great, too. But you have to really keep an eye on that, too, every so often. That has to be cleaned out, too. So, you know, just keep a little bit more of a vigilance on that because you just don't want to get have your dog or cat start really consuming any of the mold or anything like that issues. Then they get tummy aches, and then there you are, running off to Amherst Veterinary Hospital. And you know, you really got to take care of that. And even you have bird baths outside right now in the heat. I noticed that too. In a day or two, it starts getting green and a little bit of, you know, mold in there too. So scrub those out really good and add fresh, clean water for your birds, and they will be happy and sing away for you.
There you go. Well, some great tips. We appreciate that, Dolores. And then we will talk to you again next week for our pet tip of the week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK, and thank you, Amherst Veterinary Hospital.